In the first reading at Mass today from the first book of Samuel, we have the story of how God rejected King Saul and chose to replace him as king with the most unlikely of persons, a mere youth whose only occupation had been a shepherd. Do you know who that was? Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and the person God chose was a son of Jesse, but he wasn't any of the older, stronger, wiser sons, the ones that the prophet Samuel thought surely God would choose. The one God chose was David. And the reason that Samuel gives is that God is not concerned with outward appearances. God looks into the deepest interior of a person, into the human heart. I really think that's an important lesson for us today, because so often we are tempted to judge people by their appearance, and we're caught up in a culture that gives greater attention to the physical beauty of a person than what's in their minds or hearts. And there's another lesson we can learn from the story of King David. He was, as the Bible says, a man after God's own heart. And if you follow his life story carefully, you'll see that he was also a sinner. Just like us, each of us, like David, is a person after God's heart. In other words, God's heart, God's love is set on us. And each one of us also struggles with temptation and sin. Here's a thought from Pope Francis about this particular reading. We have all been chosen by the Lord to be baptized, to be part of his people, to be saints. We have been consecrated by the Lord on the path towards sainthood. It makes me think that during the Christian journey, the journey the Lord has invited us to undertake, there is no saint without a past, and no sinner without a future.